Breathtaking is absolutely the word, and in more respects than one, breathtakingly beautiful, but also a moment to stop and to breathe, to feel like we're a million miles away from the city, even though it was less than an hour's drive to get here this morning. It really does feel like we have stepped away from the troubles of the real world. Valdevie Estate, established in the early 2000s, and the first homes here were completed back in 2007. The famous polo fields followed the following year. And initially it was a wine and polo focused estate, but in the intervening years it has expanded into much, much more than that. And the range of lifestyle offerings here includes everything from walking and mountain bike trails to horse riding, golf, running tracks, and much, much more, which we will hear about in the next couple of minutes. More recently, it's expanded to include an evergreen retirement facility, a wellness farm, which I'm really looking forward to hearing more about as well. Let me welcome our first guest today, the estate's marketing director and property developer, Rake Nietling. It's a name you all know, of course, our famous Olympic gold medalist in swimming. But Rake has actually been involved with Valdevie from a marketing and business development perspective since all the way back in 2009, I think it was, yes. Rake. So more than a decade now.
Yes, it's I arrived here the first time in actually the end of 2008, right after the Beijing Olympics. Mm-hmm. And immediately I just fell in love with it. But first, I just want to say welcome here to Valdevie.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, I should welcome you here. This is your first time here to Valdevie, so welcome. It's a beautiful day out here, and it's really nice to have you and your team here.
It's the most beautiful spot we've ever broadcast from, Rake. Thanks for having us. It is my first time visiting the estate, and I had no idea there was so much here. I can see why now the saying is that you never have to leave, because you can meet virtually every lifestyle need right here. Look, it is more than 20 years ago now that the concept was first planted. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about the development of the estate and how that sort of rolled out?
Yeah, so Martin Venter, he was one of the first, directors at Atterbury, he developed, some commercial properties, and then he really enjoyed the luxury lifestyle, types of development. He looked for property here in the Cape Winelands for a few years. He flew over the farm in about 2001-2002. It was a old mine, old quarry, and a very rundown wine farm, and he turned it into, what it is today. It's been an amazing two decades, the estate is now just over 1,000 hectares. We've got about 1,700 completed homes and apartments here, and it's really like a small town. It's we've got 5 restaurants, lots of different medical facilities, and I think it's really changed Paarl in the Winelands, for the better.
It must have been a huge contributor to the local economy. I mean, besides the building of the place itself, as you said, the many facets, all of those take people to run them, people to work in the restaurants, etc. It must have been a huge generator of employment, I would imagine.
Absolutely. There's about 17,000 people that work on the estate every month. So that includes your contractors. It's a big employer. The rates and taxes to Drakenstein Municipality is has a huge impact. The Valdi Foundation, we've donated over 30 million rand over the last 4.5 years to different programs and projects here in the valley. So and I think that's our heart, and the main reason why we're here is obviously to make a big difference and impact, and to create this lifestyle for people to come from all over the world. I think that's also unique, is that we've got people from all over the world, and even in these tough times in South Africa, about 20% of our inquiries and our buyers are people that are either returning back to South Africa, so they've been overseas for 5 or 10 years, or people that have never lived in South Africa, from all over the world, that are coming here for various reasons, for lifestyle. They come to the Green School that just opened outside our gates. So it's encouraging to see that, and the investment that these people make here in South Africa, they are very positive, and that's always helps us in taking the next step.
That's exciting to hear, and it's reassuring to hear after the couple of years that we've had. I mean, Rake, everybody's lifestyle has been changed fundamentally in the last 2 years, but the one thing that has become obvious to so many people is that the concept of working from home can work a lot more broadly than we used to think it could. Have you seen that playing out in the kind of people who are moving out here? Are some of them moving away from the city of Cape Town because they no longer have to go to an office job there?
Absolutely. Our biggest single market in your segment at the moment is people moving outside of Cape Town, out of outside of out of the city center, the southern suburbs, Atlantic seaboard, they're coming out here. They don't have to drive into the office every day. So we've really benefited from the the work from home trend internationally, and the whole concept of the swallows, as we call them, they would only come for 2 or 3 months of the year. They're staying much longer now. So I think that whole trend has now changed. People are staying for 6 months, 9 months, because they and I think this winter there were a lot of them that stayed here, and they actually realized that the winter is a lovely time to be in the winelands, and they always missed it. It's a great time. It's a little bit different, but so I think we'll see the long-term trends also change.
Okay. Now, obviously, security being one of the big factors, I think that draws people here. There is a sense of being in another world, but it is still within South Africa. Rick, it's something you must obviously have to take very seriously.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Security is the number one reason why people buy here. That peace of mind is the ultimate, pillar of wellness, is not to always have to look over your shoulder, to be able to be stress-free on that front. So peace of mind is number one, for us, and we spend a lot of time and energy to try to secure our residents, not just inside the fences, but also to improve the quality of life of people in the whole valley. So that's very important for us.
So lovely to see kids running around on scooters and buzzing on it. They've got a dedicated path that's painted blue, that's the kid-free zone, or kid-friendly zone rather, that they can play on. It was lovely to see. Equally though, there's place here for those at the other end of life. And one of the reasons we're here today is to celebrate with you the launch of the next phase of the Evergreen Retirement Estate. The first phase, I think, 2017 launched, and that's already sold out. Second phase, I think, already sold out.
Yeah, I think we've got one home left in the second phase.
Okay.
So it's about 140 homes that are completed. We are busy building another 60 homes that will be completed in March, that will be ready for occupation then. And what we also found is that the multi-generational living is what people are really after. So my parents are also on the estate. My little niece is here. So to be able to have that interaction on a daily basis, for me, when I used to live in America, it was a 40-hour flight, visas. My parents had to go to Joburg to get visas. It was like a two-month planning just to meet. And now you see it all the time, the grandkids with grandma. Just that it's a richness. Everybody benefits from it. So I think that is, something that is very unique about what Evergreen brought to us. And it's also a unique retirement village, because it's right in the middle of the estate. It's not in a corner somewhere. They're part of the community. They've got their own facilities, but also access to all the other facilities on the estate.
It was lovely to see. Rick walked me around one of the show unit for the new phase a little bit earlier, just before the show. And as you say, it's right in the heart of the community, very much a feeling of belonging. And I love what your comments there about the importance of the multi-generational contact. Now, you've been mentioning pillars of wellness. Let me just bring in somebody else who's sitting here with us at the Yatza broadcast today, who is really somebody who is all about promoting the concept of wellness rather than health. And I'm going to let her explain the difference between the two. Dr. Ladivia Strauss runs a medical practice right here on the site. In fact, I think you were one of the first corporate-ish people to do so. How long ago did you put your roots down here?
We opened Revita Health in October 2018.
Okay.
So when we got the opportunity, my sister-in-law and I came to see Rick, and he told us about this opportunity and that they needed a wellness center or a medical center. We immediately grabbed the opportunity, and ever since it's been such a privilege to have our medical practice here on the estate.
It is, though, a focus on wellness, not just on medical care. You're not just here, you are here to look after the person who falls over and skins their knee and needs a bit of dressing on the side, but you're also talking about the concept of wellness as something much broader than just your physical health. Do you want to expand a little bit for us?
Yes, as you might know, is that the World Health Organization says that health is a state of complete mental, physical, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And that's exactly what my focus is at the practice. I feel so passionate about educating people on taking control of their own health, because we need to take charge and take control of our own health. We cannot depend on a medical doctor or a sister or a specialist to keep me healthy. It's the choices I make on a daily basis, and that's why I keep talking about the pillars of health.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there's 7 pillars. I can just name them quickly.
Yep.
It's how we eat, because eating is the basis of what we do. We have that choice at least 3 times a day of what information I want to give myself. Secondly is how we sleep. And like Rake said, if we've got peace of mind, we know we're safe, we can actually sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
Then also how we move. So it's not just exercise, it's movement. And this is also on this estate, there are so many safe places where we can take our bike, we can go for a walk. There's different settings. And then also how you detox or how you protect yourself from toxins. Then also how you relax. Peace of mind, relaxation is extremely important, because 90% of chronic diseases nowadays are rooted in stress.
Mm.
And then the next one is how we socialize and interact with other people. And the last one is the supplements or chronic medication that you use. So it's not just one thing, going to the doctor saying, I've got a headache, give me a Panado.
Mm.
You really need to address all 7 pillars on a daily basis. Because optimal health does not come from one big change. It's the small things you do consistently.
Yeah. Keep singing it. Say it loud. I mean, we've all been exposed to so much awareness in these last 2 years of our, you know, how fast things can change, and of all of those pillars, including the social interaction one. I mean, it's been stripped away to a huge degree for many of us in the last 2 years. I mean, what's the COVID period been like for you on Val d'Avis? I'm just interested to know, have people generally been quite well on the estate, because they're ticking all the boxes you've mentioned.
For me, it was quite interesting to see an increase in my patients, and my practice grew because of COVID. And I'm not saying I'm glad COVID happened. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad that people became aware of how important their health and well-being are. And we cannot wait until we're sick to seek health. We need to actually prevent health. So in that sense, I found that living on the estate and Rake and the team educating and advocating for people to live a life of well-being and wellness, it really helped my practice grow so much.
Interesting. Somebody's asking about healthcare on our WhatsApp line, and Rake, I'm going to maybe bat this back to you, although it certainly does speak to Ladivia's as well. What healthcare or 24-hour care options are available on Val d'Avis? Obviously, you've got Ladivia's practice here in terms of the overall wellness, but Rake, you've also very recently opened up a satellite mediclinic, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. So we are very excited about the partnership with mediclinic. We've got a facility here that the specialist can see our residents. It's open to all the residents on the estate. We've got a few GPs, we've got a few dental practices, we've got physiotherapists, biokinesists. So really every single, I'm amazed by, our vision that we had, where we were ahead of our time in South Africa, certainly, with the concept of a wellness estate.
Yeah.
But the last 2 years has just been incredible. And just from a practical thing, when I got here in the beginning, I was one of the few people that were running around and exploring and, on the trails. And every single day you just see so many people out and not the usual. It's for me, it's so nice to see it working and people moving and eating well and going to the wellness farm. And it's not that you have to be an Olympic athlete. It's just those small little steps, doing it consistently, and it's like a felt fire. I meet so many of her patients or clients, and they tell me about how their lives have changed, and you just can't help but be positively influenced by it, and it affects everybody. So we are very excited about the concept, and it's been working really well here.
Because Ladivia, we know human psychology, there's nothing like having something taken away from you to make you value it and want it again. And so being told, sorry, you're not allowed out your house to exercise, all of a sudden even people who'd never run before were demanding their right to go out and run. If it stuck with them, and then obviously that's a positive thing. Rake mentioned the wellness farm. I don't know if you want to tell us a little bit more about that, Ladivia, quickly, what it means for residents in terms of access to the kind of nutritional benefits you're talking about.
I love that concept, because they've got a farm here where they actually plant seasonal vegetables and fruit, mm-hmm. and people can go there, they take their basket, you pick whatever you want, and you can then really cook farm to table. And that's in essence what we need to learn to do again, go back to our roots. learn what are seasonal fruits and vegetables and learn to cook them at home. And that's really, we're so privileged to have access to that on our doorstep.
What an amazing opportunity. So literally pick your carrot and cook it for supper
exactly.
that night or eat it raw. Before we're out of time, Rick, I mean, where to from here? What are the plans for Valdevie going forward?
Yeah, I think it's to refine the wellness concept. I think we've got a few interesting plans that we still want to, add. We've got some more land that we've got some lifestyle facilities and a few more of the wellness and your concept things that we want to roll out. Obviously, a big focus will be now at the Valdevie Evergreen, the apartments. It's a great opportunity to live on the estate. We've got a few more of the homes that, like I said, about 60 homes that will be completed in March. So, looking to refine it. And, it's very difficult to be better than the best in the world, but we keep refining it and just to try to add value to our residents. We are really passionate about wellness and improving people's lives. And we believe that, if you live on Valdevie, it can change your life, for various reasons. So, I just want to keep on working on that.
So if somebody listening to this is interested in viewing, viewing the show unit at the latest phase of the Evergreen Estate, how do they make contact with you to come and take a look?
They can go to the website, which is Valdevie, valdevieevergreen.co.za, and they can contact one of the agents. There are three agencies that are, that can assist people. We've got the show unit here. They can do a tour. You can come out to the Winelands. It's a beautiful day. All COVID protocols observed. There's five restaurants. We've got a wine cellar. We play polo on weekends. You can come watch the polo, come brunch. It's open for everybody, not people that are interested in buying a retirement home. Anybody can come and visit us.
I might not go home after all of this. Okay. I just want to share with you, Ludovia, a message in from John in Kells River saying, what an awesome guest. It is so true that prevention is always better than cure. John, really liking your message of wellness. Thank you for that. All right. There are one or two specific questions that have just come through. What I'll do is get an answer from Rick during the news break, and I'll give you feedback after we've said hello to Wesley Peterson. He is standing by at the Eyewitness News Desk with the latest headlines.